something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
I catch up with Jer.
And I catch up with Jono.
Plus, guess who's back? Back again. Gordy's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Okay, you get the idea. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm going to tell you something, Jeremy Taggart.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something with my mouth, and I'm going to tell it to your ears. From my mouth. A lot's been going on lately, okay?
Yeah.
And I have a tendency to feel like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel so guilty about the pod. We were doing so good on the Monday drops, and then we missed a couple of Mondays. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. First of all, life stuff comes up.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's the summertime.
Yeah.
And
school's out.
So much time with my family this weekend. We went camping. We went to a Yogi Bear campground where there's the Yogi Bear flag raising and the Yogi Bear flag lowering, and then story time with Boo Boo, and then pancake breakfast with is it Cindy? I don't know.
You're going too far, too deep into the cast for me there.
Well, the Hanna-Barbera people come once a year to every Yogi Bear campground to make sure they're keeping things legit.
Yeah, you can't mess around, right?
You don't mess around, not with that bear either.
No chip and paint on Freddie Flintstone's
You
area.
Can't have that.
Oh, no.
But this is the point. I jest. It's true. But the point is, sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves, and I'm certainly guilty of it, that you need to cut yourself some slack sometimes. So, buds... Yeah. I am sorry that we haven't gotten a podcast out the last two Mondays. It is a drag because we do notice there's, you know, good traction and interaction when we manage to get one out every Monday. But you know what? I was spending fam time and it was really fun and I don't regret it.
No, me either. I was just came back from the park with the kids.
There you go.
We were playing baseball, the whole family. How about that?
What do you mean? Were you just whiffing them in there over the plate?
Yeah. No, we were just throwing the ball around and then, you know, taking some swings. Everybody, Annalise, she was getting into it.
Can you hit?
What do you mean, can I hit? Can I hit?
Yeah.
Could I hit? Yeah.
Could you?
Like back in the day?
Yeah.
Could I hit? Yeah, I was a good hitter. That's why I when I wasn't pitching, I usually played either played catcher, or I played first, or... Just to stay in.
But I thought the whole thing with you pitching types and us drummers is that we can't hit.
Oh, no, that's just not the case for me. I was right into it. I loved hitting.
Jeremy, let me ask you this question.
Couldn't hit home runs. I didn't hit it far, but I could hit contact consistent, big time.
What are you bad at, Jeremy? Serious question.
What am I bad at?
Yep.
Dancing. Terrible dancer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've just never really got it. It's not natural for me, that's for sure. Rhythm is, but dancing ain't. Like dancing. I know, lots of things.
So did you dance with Lisa early on? And she was like, let's go dancing?
Like let's go to the club and go dancing?
Yeah.
No. Maybe if I was like banged up or something. I don't think I went dancing much. I was never that guy, though. Let's go dancing. Although, I love that guy. The guy that can do that.
Oh, I love those guys, too.
Those guys have big wheels, those guys.
Yeah, they but back in the day,
what?
Wouldn't you have done anything when you were courting Lisa? And if she was like, let's go dancing, you're like, all right, we're going dancing.
But I'm thankful she wasn't. She's not a big let's go dancing person.
She doesn't like the dancing?
Maybe after a few drinks.
People love dancing.
Yeah, no, I know. Back in the day, that was all people liked to do. But people, I think it's great. I think it's really good for you. I know that.
I love that we've said like dancing at least 15 times and never with a G.
Like at the wedding, the guy who's soaked, like his whole suit is completely soaked through and he just keeps going.
From being on the like D floor?
Like he, and then doing shots and coming back out. Like he's saving himself a lot of headache in the morning, doing a lot of that dancing, keeping the calories going, keeping the sweat, getting the alcohol out. Right?
Maybe that's the move.
Well, because he's there. It's like instead of going jogging in the morning, you're doing it as you're going. I mean, mind you, if he continues and goes in well into the night, he's just going to be paying for it big time no matter what.
This is good. What else are you bad at?
Lots of things. So many things. Home and garden work. As much as I like cutting the lawn, if something breaks, I'm not the guy to ask. If the car pulls over and something's wrong with it, don't look at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Math. We all know math. Like if there's some like some serious questioning, like we got to keep track of. No way, man.
You're not the math guy.
I'm not that guy. I don't know. Like most things, actually. If you think about it. Exercise.
Well,
not good at that. Keeping that up.
I think it's good. I think it's good to be comfortable with what you're not good at.
I'm optimistic about wanting to still have exercise as a regular thing in my life, but I'm not good at it because it's just the exercise. Well, no, because once I start running, I'm like, this is like, I don't mind playing with the kids. That's fun. I was running around a lot with them. That's probably good exercise. I don't really realize that.
Sure.
Yeah. Trampoline, we got that's really good exercise.
What is?
Trampoline. You do 5 minutes on that thing and you're worked.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Lisa can do 45 minutes on the Jacob's ladder, which is that moving ladder that you keep climbing.
Holy 45 cow. 45
minutes. She's actually training for a marathon this fall. A real one.
Like, what is it? Is she a happy jogger? You don't see many happy joggers.
42 kilometers, Jonathan.
Yikes.
Like, I can't even... I don't think I could walk 15 without having to shut things down.
No.
I don't even know if 10. I remember when I was a kid, when you walk forever. I remember I walked from Weston and Finch to... Or sorry, Shepherd and Finch. Or sorry, Shepherd and... Shepherd and Weston Road to Yonge Street. That's like kind of across the city. And that took me all night. Like, I don't know, 6 hours, 7 hours?
What were the circumstances under which you were doing that walk?
I think that's only like 30 kilometers. Maybe 35. I was a kid, just when you're a kid and summer nights with your buds.
So was there a destination?
You never just go for a walk or walk a long ways with a bud?
Well, yeah, but I usually always ended up back where I started.
No, yeah, but like one of those, like, you know, Forrest Gump style where it's just like, let's just go and see how far we can walk. Because you take the bus when you're done, but...
So there was no like Stand By Me thing where you were going to see a body or anything? Well,
no, but there was that when I was younger, like the country roads walks. Yeah. That's like 2-3 miles and to get to the river or go to the swimming hole, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That's good walking. But I mean more the city walking where you just kind of, you're just burling around. 10K is no big deal for walking around, like if you're walking in and out of places, but 42K.
That's a lot.
That's like walking from my house, like which is basically the top of Richmond Hill, down to like Cherry Beach, like right at Lake Ontario.
That's far.
All the way down the 404 and the DVP to the bottom. That's a big walk, man. Can't do that.
Can't do that anymore.
She's training, though. She did 15 the other day, I think.
You know, when I was a kid... And I went to England with my sister. We came back with two things. One was the Rubik's Cube First one in North America.
Hey, wait a second. I'll let you finish, but you might got to remind me to tell you what you're not good at.
Oh, there's a lot of things I'm not good at.
I know.
Are you going to tell me or are you going to ask me?
Ask you, sorry.
Oh, okay. I'd be curious if you're going to tell me, because I'm sure you've observed some things I am not good
no,
at.
No, imagine. Like, I'm going to tell you what you're relaxed. Not good at. Okay, yeah, you're not good at staying up past 11:30 at night.
No, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that. I'm not.
But no,
I'm not the story. Good at just being cool.
What? Get out of here.
I'm Niles Crane.
No, you're not.
Thanks, bud. So when I was a kid and I went to England with my sister, we came back with North America's first Rubik's Cube, but also we came back with a game called Swing Ball. And it's a game where there's a pole with a tennis ball on a string that hangs from the top. And you stand on opposite sides of the pole and whack the tennis ball back and forth at each other.
That's like tetherball.
Yeah, it's like tetherball, but it's with a tennis ball and rackets, and it's called swing ball. We were obsessed with it when we brought it back from England when I was a kid. And the other day, I'm in Indigo in Chapters because the girls got gift certificates for Graydon.
Swang.
So they were there spending them at Indigo Chapters. And swing ball is back.
Oh, it is, eh?
And so we've been playing swing ball like crazy around our house.
You can take a tennis ball to the eye, though, if you're not careful, right?
Oh, no kidding. I have before, and it's bad.
Oh, really? Yeah, so the girls have to be careful.
Well, the good thing is because it's on a string, if you stand a certain distance back, there's no way it can hit you.
They don't have to wear goggles?
No. Goggles? No, but I've been so consumed by swing ball the way that I was when I was 8. It's back, and I feel competitive about it, and swing ball is great exercise.
Swing ball. So you're just kind of running around, ducking, and running in?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. The first couple of minutes, it's like, oh, this is kind of neat. But then you're not playing swing ball for a few minutes, and you're thinking, I wonder what swing ball's doing. And then you just go back, and this is the depth of lameness. When the girls were inside the rig on the weekend camping, I was often out in the driveway of our campsite playing swing ball by myself.
Oh, wow, really?
Hitting the ball back and forth to myself.
Just practic? Practic?
Yeah, some practice.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I remember something happened to me that was awful.
What?
I had a good time with friends, Robin and Warren, up at their farm in Creemore during the day, and I came home, and just right before bed, I had a couple pieces of ham, like sliced ham, fired some mustard on it, go to bed, and I woke up at like 3 or 4 in the morning. I went to bed at like 1 and then woke up at like 4:30 or something, just kind of like a burning stomach, thinking I had to go to the bathroom.
So where's this going?
I'm sitting down and it's just like the stomach is just starting to really hurt. And it's like, I'm going to the bathroom a bit, like sitting down, right? And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, like I was getting the wets in the mouth. Like I'm going to throw up too. So I'm like, oh no. And there's like nothing. I thought I maybe could hold one end when I stood up. And I was like, what's worse? Because I figured if I could, I can clench some of it. So it's not, at least I have some control there on that side, as opposed to puking all over the bathroom, right? So I sit up and stand up and I had like just threw up everything in my stomach, and then like everything else was going on too. Like
that's the worst. The Linda Blair.
Everything. I peeing and pooing. Just ridiculous. Like what the hell's going on? Like
so both ends.
Yeah, when that was it. Like one like disaster for like 15 minutes. And then over. I went into the shakes. Like, I went into English patient shakes. had to lie down. And then it all kind of subsided and I went to sleep and woke up fine. Obviously cleaned up the bathroom and Lisa helped clean up.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because she could hear me going. She could hear me screaming and yelling and barfing.
Yelling while barfing?
Well, just like, yeah, you know, like that stuff. Because it was really violent. I was just, and it was really painful, too. Like, my stomach was killing me.
This is the thing, though.
And you know what? You know when you eat something bad, you know it was the ham. I knew it was the ham because I was like, throw that ham out. And Lisa's like, are you sure it was? I was like, no, I can feel it. I can just sense it. Get it out of the house forever.
So, it'll be a while till you're back on the ham train.
That was, well, no, it was just bad. It was just there was, I don't know, it was a bad batch, man. It was the stuff in the sliced stuff that you buy, right? Yeah. It wasn't even old or anything. It was just like, who knows, man? I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe the guy that was slicing it had his hand, you know, in his ear or something. Fuck that.
Was it the hickory smoked ham or anything?
I don't remember. Maybe. Why? Is that something that's normal with that?
No, but just sometimes when there are you know, really distinct tastes, that kind of puts it over the top a little bit. Or maybe it'll be a while till you're back to hickory smoked,
no,
you know?
I don't have, it's not like one of those things where I can't eat ham. It's, I just knew that's what it was, for sure.
We haven't even talked about Canada Day. Where did you go for Canada Day that they had this tainted ham?
I just hung out at her bud's house. Just chilled out in the Melancton Hills of the Headwaters.
Did it feel like Canadianity?
Oh, fuck, big time. Yeah, swimming in a swimming hole.
Like, here's seriously. What we did. We had, remember last summer we got an inflatable four banger to tow behind the boat?
Nice.
And then we used it once, and then I punctured it on a nail.
Oh.
And so Carol called the people and said, we punctured it on a nail. What do we do if we punctured it? And they said, well, why don't we just send you another one? So they sent us another one last year, and we've been sitting on it for a whole year and haven't used it yet. So we inflated it, and we've been using our four banger, the new one. And folks across the lake where my in-laws have a cottage have fireworks every Canada Day. So we towed the four banger out behind the boat during the fireworks.
So what, it sank?
No, it didn't sink. No, it doesn't have a bad ending. It has a great ending.
Oh, no, I thought the nail thing would came back down in the middle of it.
Well, it's been such a crazy heat wave here that I can't seem to spend enough time in the water.
Yeah. You're like, we're like that guy in the ice, your buddy.
Yeah. I just want to lie in a bathtub full of ice on my front lawn. But it seems to have broken a little bit now.
Yeah, no, it has a little bit, but still, it's that 5-day stretch in the 30s plus into the high 30s was really rough.
Nutsky.
Yeah, people were getting sick in Montreal. A lot of people died in Quebec.
Yeah, it's awful.
Ooh.
It's awful, yeah, especially for the more vulnerable among us.
Well, yeah, if you're outside and you can't get inside, you only have a matter of time before you're just dehydrating to the point of being really ill.
How's Rebel doing in the heat, bud?
Oh, he's fine. We got the AC cranking for Rebs.
No kidding. But then it also does something weird to your system when you go outside.
Yeah, you feel like you're going from the sauna into the pool.
Well, exactly, Jeremy.
Or the opposite. Pool into the sauna.
We haven't done a pod, by the way, since we announced our three dates, did we?
Did we?
How we're doing...
We said we were announcing it, but we didn't say
St. Exactly Catharines, where. Oshawa, and Toronto. Tickets. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Tickets are available now, taggartandtorrance.ca.
Yeah.
Excited to go to Oshawa and St. Catharines because we haven't been to either, and we're due to get back to Toronto.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Not to mention, it's early days, but we're working on some sneaky potential extra bonus summer dates.
Yeah.
In addition to our September East Coast rip.
Wouldn't that be on a...
On a... You want to take a break on TNT, yeah?
Yeah, and then we talk about how Donovan did the Take Me Home. It had to be... Every beat was a second.
Oh, no.
Second. Yeah. He's got to do it.
Be right back, buds.
Where's my beer chair?
I told you.
I don't understand. This is like if this song was playing every morning in Groundhog Day.
But you could have a clock that could be this song.
That's okay, but I don't understand, because you tweeted something about this song recently, about seconds and beats, and I don't understand.
Well, it's like, it's exactly the same as a second, like one beat, it's like 37, 38, 39, 40, 41,
So do 42. You think that was like accidental, or do you think that was...
No, because there's no way, it's the click track is in seconds, so it's... The whole song, you could put it right to the end, in the middle, he's always on the second, right? Sometimes you can feel it rush a bit in the bridge, but then it comes back on.
So is it electric drums? Or is it like a drum machine?
It's all drum machine, sounds like to me. And then drums come in, there's like the real kit comes in, and then there's like wicked drum fills towards the end. He really gets into things.
So could I venture a guess then, though math was never my strong suit either, that this is 60 beats per minute?
Here comes the Tommy, like, he overdubbed some wicked, like, roto-toms or something. This part. It's like Phil Styles.
But
he's only doing it over the vocal. He's doing it over the vocal, which is kind of odd for a drummer playing over his own stuff.
Well, he can't. We've established that before, haven't we? He can't.
What's that?
He can't sing and play drums like that.
Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, he can.
At the same time?
Yeah, for sure. Have you not seen Genesis in concert or a film or anything?
Yeah, I guess I have back in the day.
Him and Chester Thompson, he used to do it by himself, but with Chester Thompson, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to get off and sing his own jams. But yeah, no, he plays everything. He can do that, no problem. The thing is, he could hop on the piano or the bass, the guitar, anywhere.
So why did they start bringing Chester Thompson? Because if you're going to see a concert and the guy's sitting down in the back the whole time...
Well, when he took over for Peter Gabriel, he was singing everything. So to be sitting behind the drums all night after a front man like Peter Gabriel, who was wearing costumes and going out over the crowd, and like he was one of the best front men ever, all of a sudden to have zero front men, not even a guy standing there. So when he became the singer, he actually auditioned to the guys saying, hey, I think I can do this. And because he wasn't singing before, or just singing. And he got Chester Thompson to kind of go to play jams so he can be out front. And that's because he wasn't a front man. He had to learn how to do that too, right?
Why did Peter Gabriel leave?
Probably wanted to do his own thing. Because he was just probably a lot different. I mean, their early Genesis stuff is super progressive. And it's interesting because both of them went more pop at the split of Genesis and Peter Gabriel. Because his first album was, although it was kind of dark and a little bit out there, it was still a pop record more than crazy Genesis stuff.
But you could also argue that Genesis became a lot more commercial once Phil Collins joined the group.
That's what I'm saying. It's
like Land of Confusion styles.
Well, yeah, for sure, definitely. Anyway, I always pictured, since finding out that jam's could be a clock in your house, right? Because it's the exact same tempo. I figured the session would be pretty funny if it was Donovan who, for some reason, had to have it that way.
Well, so technically, for people that don't know, of which I am one, if you're in the studio and you're trying to find a tempo for a song, wouldn't you say, speed it up, slow it down, let's try it a little bit faster? So someone must have said, let's try it at 60 beats per minute, right?
Well, honestly, tempos come from the feel of the song. So wherever the song came from, whether it be just like a riff or even a drum beat, like there's a feeling where it is, and that feeling is very specific to a time. And that just happened to be the same time around, probably, as seconds. Because there are songs that are really close anyway to that tempo, but I haven't, like, delved into how many actually line up the same way, you know what I mean? But I'm sure there are other ones, but it's definitely the tempo is kind of something that happens first. You can try it faster or slower, depending on if it's not working. But, I mean, usually if it's something that's strong and you're digging, especially if it's musically driven, then it's the tempo kind of has a number.
So would you have a click track in your head when you're recording a song?
Yeah. Most of the time. Sometimes not. But you have a click track, so everybody, for overdubbing stuff, it's not difficult.
Yeah, right.
Because if you're playing at the same time, it's fine. But as soon as you want to put a guitar over top, it's like to find out where you are. And then if it's all on a click, then on the computer in front of you, it can be kind of on a grid of beats.
So would Phil Collins hear doom, ka, doom, ka, and then he just adds dip a pip a doom, pa, 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 ta?
He would just hear like tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, doom, pa, ka, ta, ka, ta.
For him, it was seconds. He could have just been straight up like tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, doom, ta, ka, ta, ka, ta.
Tick,
tick, doom, ta, ka, ta, ka, ta.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes drummers prefer double time, so that's easier to stay
tick,
on. Some
tick,
some
tick,
drummers like
tick, tick,
just
tick,
the
tick.
Quarter notes. How about six? Like tick, tick, tick.
That's like hard, that. Right?
Yeah.
Like for Unforgiven, Metallica.
You know what I'm good at?
What?
Is like keeping the beat at like when you're at like Sobeys or in a store and the jam goes away for the announcements.
Oh, no way.
No matter how long, I can always keep it going. It comes right back on the beat. It's like something to pass the time.
That's an incredible skill.
Because sometimes it can be like 15 seconds, 12 seconds. You got to keep it together.
Oh my gosh, please can we play that game?
Play the game on the beat.
Oh my gosh, like, what a great game.
It would have to be like a film thing. Maybe we can do that as a bit in something for a CCS deal.
That's great.
On the beat with Jeremy Taggart. Today we're going to Walmart in Scarborough to try and keep the beat to three songs.
I love it. But in theory, wouldn't it also work if I was playing a song, I took it out, you kept the beat going, and I brought the song back?
Yeah, but I guess it would. But the only thing is, when I'm on here and you're there, there's a slight delay when we're recording.
Right.
Remember? And that it can go off the rails, and then that's the end of that.
That's all you get then.
Well, like, that's why you and I, little known fact, have to count to 10 before we start every segment.
Only took us 148 hours to figure that out.
Yeah, it was a great suggestion from Tim that we count it up, because there's always a delay, especially if you're further away. Like if you're in the West Coast, for example, it's like there's almost a second delay. Then you can hear it sometimes in pods if there's a bit of a delay.
Yep.
So
that's like if I'm sharing a room in Vegas. Taggart.
Yeah.
Last night was Sunday night. We were late into the evening on a Sunday night after a full famcation weekend. Today is Monday. It is lunchtime on the Mr. D television program, and I am in my little changing room enjoying some lunch. And it occurred to me when I said to you last night we should finish the pod today, or rather it didn't occur to me, I need a phone to do that because you have to call me on a phone. So props to my friend Judith Morris, who does extras wrangling for us, who lent me her phone to do this segment. She is the daughter of Blaine Morris, who composed the Trailer Park Boys theme.
Fantastic.
There you go.
What if she said Noah Landon when you asked her?
Well, I asked two people at the same time, and for what it's worth, they both said yes, no problem.
That's great.
Because not Noah many Landon. People would part with their phone
at lunch
for
too,
45
right?
minutes at their lunch break, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's like gotta resort to good old conversation.
As weird as that sounds.
I know, eh?
It's so hilarious. One of the things I was doing this morning between takes on Mr. D was I was shooting with Wes, Maestro Fresh Wes.
And, nice.
And I was imagining our Miami Vice spinoff called Miramichi Vice. So imagine the French-Canadian guy as a detective and all the references are hyper-local New Brunswick. Hey, Dan, can you come here for a second, please? You know the hill that's magnetic? Well, I've got a fish and chips with him, and there was a $10 bill wrapped around the app. Wouldn't that be the best cop show?
Yeah, I know, but...
So can I borrow your Lincoln? I found a clue at la plage, là.
It's a good cop, bad cop thing, or are they both...
Yeah, good cop, bon cop.
Are you... Who's the good cop? You?
I assume he's on the take.
Oh, he is.
We got another your clue guy. On the tips line, is it?
He's like, say something about a bunch of cigarettes that you don't know where they went.
But I found a bunch of missing cigarettes.
But they weren't there.
I went to look for the cigarette, but they were gone. But he was gone. I love when the pronouns belong to people.
And then going over to your house, like, holy moly, where'd you get all these smokes, Danielle?
But I found his shoe ear. Don't you think it's kind of funny? Like, it's Matlock, but French-Canadian in New Brunswick. Oh, looks like we're gonna have to take a road trip up to Bathurst. I have to ask some questions of him.
Somebody stole a custom bowling ball at the alley.
Did you ever notice he only have 3 finger? How is he playing bowlings with a 4-finger ball?
He's doing the good cop, bad cop to see if someone has the bowling ball at their house.
Hey, when was the last time you tried bowlings? Well, it's a chance I would find you at the bowling alleys on Friday night.
And he shows him his scores. Like, it goes from, like, bowling, like, 230s to, like, 260s up until the day the ball was stolen. That's how he gets them.
One of my favorite Matlock moments ever was there was a guy in the stand and Matlock goes, you right-handed? Yeah. And he throws him a pen and the guy catches it with his whatever hand. No, and Matlock was like, oh, really? Gotcha.
And the jury's like, oh.
Yeah, there was a gasp and they're nodding.
No, but do him picking up the guy's playbook with all the scores in the recent weeks.
So answer me this. On July 10th, you added 116, but on July 11th, you added 248. How do you explain this? It's the worst cop show. Oh, but the cases are actually legit. It's just the accent is terrible. And all the smarmy jokes and everything that David Caruso would say.
And there's like a craft brew that's only made in the bowling alley and he has them in his fridge.
Yeah, or they find a cadaver with the head cut off and he's like, someone got an ad of himself. All the lighthearted jokes.
There's always like black humor at the end, like some dark, crazy macabres.
Or maybe every episode starts with, it's time for me to get a day off. And then he gets a call that there's a case and he's like, just my luck.
Oh, man, always trying to avoid work.
Yeah. Putting a styrofoam cooler in the back of the truck. Oh, it's the Sarge calling again.
Or it's his kids calling that they want him to take him to camp, but he doesn't want to.
Daddy's coming, okay? I just have to solve this murder.
He wants to go fishing instead?
Or no, what if he does go fishing, but he pulls up a body?
He's like, oh no, now I have to work.
Even I can't take a vacation.
Yeah, that's what he says when the body comes up.
He's trying to shove the body back in the river.
He's more mad that he has to work than the actual case that he's got to solve.
Now it's another case that I have to save him. I was calling it Miramichi Vice, but there's something so funny. Like, imagine if we were doing a cop show and you were the, like, Mel Gibson type.
Yeah.
And I was the, like, by the book guy, and I always had to go and find you, and you crossed the line and were shaking guys down.
Just, like, all of a sudden punching right away. Punching
Let's guys. Roll. We got another call on the tap line. Let's go to Crystal Palace in Moncton and ride the Go-Gator.
What's it called again? Miramichi?
Miramichi. Looks like we have to go take a road trip to St. John. I would watch the living bejesus out of Miramichi Vice.
It's like 80s problems. Like, there's a bunch of kids that are high on Rush. Remember that?
I found a bunch of cocaine in a Sobeys bag and a lobster trap, you see?
No, it's small town. It's remember that Rush people used to sniff?
What's Rush?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It was like some cheap high that you could somehow get in head shops. Was called Rush. There's a Rush outbreak in Orillia.
How do I not remember that?
Rush. Maybe it was an Ontario thing.
We broke up an Elmer's glue ring.
How about kids are sniffing white out?
We used to do that. Did you?
No.
Or like what about, what were those markers?
The Yoo-Hoo sticks?
The super intense ones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those markers when you all of a sudden start, like, getting hazy halfway through a project. Because you're all close when you're coloring.
And they don't even sell them anymore.
You're like, it's like big ammonia stench.
Was a different time.
Oh. Remember teachers coming from a dart breaks into the classroom, big reeking breath?
Leaning over your desk?
Yeah.
How many numbers go into this integer?
No, my favorite was the closed mouth nostril breathe. That was more direct. It would, like, hit your desk and spread into your face.
Still with excess dart? Yeah. Excess dart clouds coming out of their nose.
And coffee. Like stale coffee, dart stench.
Also bad. What was the worst thing a teacher ever did to you? Did you ever have chalk thrown at you?
I was messing my hair up one day in class, like all super crazy.
That's so teenage boy.
Yeah, and the teacher, like, was not having it and grabbed me and, like, started, like, brushing it out with some comb in her pocket, like, super aggressively, and, like, knots at me, like, holy, come on! Like,
whoa.
Just getting my hair torn up.
Did you have long hair then?
No, but it was, like, you know, not super short, but not long at all.
Can you imagine trying to get away with that nowadays?
Oh, I know.
What'd you do? Oh, yeah. I brushed his hair back the way it's supposed to look.
Yeah, I probably took out a few chunks of hair, too, but whatever.
You'd remember be fired. Remember
The strap?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. I didn't ever get it.
We had the strap. I remember the era of it. My brother got it.
I think some kids in our elementary school got it.
On the hand.
Looks like we have to pay a visit to Captain Dan.
Yeah, I think they were like, okay, we can't do it. This is inhumane to do it on their butts, so let's just do it on their hands.
I had a couple of desk rattlers, like grab the front of the desk and kind of lift it off the ground, shake it a little bit just to wake you up.
Ooh. Yeah?
Snappy too.
Yeah, I've got that for sure. I got the grabs on the collar grabs.
Like the up against the wallsies?
A little bit of that, not full on, but just like grabbing the collar with one hand shakes.
Do you know what parents can do now? Parents can demand to the school board that they be forwarded all emails and correspondence involving their child's name.
Oh my God.
I've heard that news employed, or that move employed, a couple of times.
That gets the helicopter parents fired up big time.
Right? Yeah.
Oof.
What were you saying about my kid? Well, I was saying he acts up in class.
See, I'm lucky enough to have a school that's great, and the teachers are all very cool and
everybody kind of works hard to do better. So
they just Snapchat like you if something's going down at school?
You know what I heard? I heard that the kids are allowed to have cell phones in school. I didn't know that that was, like, okay. I thought, and they're using it under the thing of emergency when it's like, what the hell are you talking about, emergency? Like, you're in a classroom. You know, there's people at the school to take care of issues if you have something happen.
I feel like there's no circumstance under which a kid needs a cell phone in a class.
No. And there's other, there's kids on the school, like in school, for in Lynn Berry example, kids are just in school all day on their cell phones. Like, just,
you know what? That. I should rephrase that, Jeremy. I shouldn't say, that sounds really judgy. I feel like there's no situation. I should say, I can't think of a situation where a kid would need a phone in class, but I invite buds to inform me otherwise, because maybe there are and I just can't think of them. Why would
you, if you need your parent at any all times, just in case of something, then you shouldn't be in the school.
I mean, like, that's certainly my default feeling.
Yeah. Everything that's, if there's allergies, if there's something that you, like, you make people in the school aware of these problems. There's no, I just can't think of any reason. And there hasn't ever been phones. And some, in my kids' school, for example, there are phones, but they get caught as soon as they can tell that they're on social media or anything other than looking up information on something, whether it's, you know, trying to find information on the project that they have because there's not enough computers or whatever. Like, I get that, but it's closely monitored and the kids get it. But clearly in Barrie, it's not, where it's gotten out of hand. At some of these schools, I'm not saying every classroom, but what I heard about of a kid that's in the classroom saying that's how things are. So,
well, by the way, if my kid goes to the office and says they're not feeling well and they want to call home, I'm counting on the office to be the first line of defense and at least say, are you sure? Are you sure there's only 2 hours left of school? Are you sure you can't stick it out? And by the time a call gets to me, I am counting on the school and my kids, frankly, that it's actually of to that degree.
Yeah. Anyway, it's crazy stuff. But let's take a little break, Budski.
Take a break, bud.
Be right back, buds.
Hello.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, Gordy, how are you?
Good. Can you give me a hand through the window real quick?
Oh, yeah. No problem there.
Oh, jeez. Thank you so much. And just grab my axe for me real quick, will
you? Yeah, no problem. You're lighter. Just as light. Maybe even lighter than you've been in the past.
Well, I've been boxing, and my class is featherweight, jeez, if you would believe that.
Wow, you still got some snap in you there.
Do you know what I think? It's keeping me youthful.
What's that?
I've been listening to songs written by some of the more modern-day composers and performers.
Yeah? Okay,
and
that's
good. I'm still thinking I should put together an album of covers because it's an excellent premise.
It's always a good idea. I mean, people love to hear what you're doing, and they'd love to hear your interpretation of modern music. That would be
great. Well, I'm just thinking of so many of my songs that have been covered over the years, and there was even a punk band from California that did a copy of Sundown. They did a cover of it, and it was never how I imagined the song would go, but maybe I can do that for someone else. It's kind of a leapfrog. The younger kids come to me, and then I jump right over them.
Okay, Gord, do you have, like, what kind of songs are you gonna, you got any ideas, or?
This one's called X's and O's. Do you know it?
I think so. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gonna cave. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. X's and O's, they haunt me. Like O's, they want me.
Lord.
To make them O's, they want.
Okay, Gordon.
What do you think?
Well, I just lyrically, and it's just a little. I just don't know if that's the right one. You know.
I beg to differ, Burn. It has ghosts in it and everything, just like a ghost in a wishing well. Listen. X's and O's, they haunt me.
Like ghosts,
they haunt me.
I don't think it's about ghosts, though.
The song isn't about... Oh, what's it about then?
I think it's about getting it on with the ex, and the ex doesn't... They don't get the...
Well, what if I kind of shine a light on the ghost thing, so it's like, exes, and oh, they hunt me like ghosts.
Okay, Gord, come on now.
To
that's...
make them all, they won't all let right. go.
What, where, how can you make that sound, that voice all of a sudden there, Gord? Well,
maybe I was thinking that could be, maybe it's like a Halloween special released.
Wow, there's just a whole bottom end that I never knew about. Hey, what other songs have you got?
Well, do you know that, have you heard of Nicki Minaj a Trois?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. She has the one that goes, boom ba doom ba boom ba doom ba super bass, goes in, boom ba doom da doom ba doom ba super bass.
Like, are you gonna just sing it like that, or...
Well, I was thinking I would just do 3.5 minutes of that. Boom, ba doom, boom, boom, ba doom, boom, super bass, go then. Boom, ba doom, boom, boom, ba doom, boom, super bass.
Are you gonna do the raps too, or no?
No, I think just the boom, ba doom, boom part.
Okay.
Hey, Bernie, here's what I was thinking. I think super bass refers to a gentleman's posterior.
What else you got? Hey, give me some of those Nanaimo bars in the case here.
What do you think super bass means?
Delicious. I don't...
Do you think it means someone's going in the K-hole?
Maybe. Do you
probably
other...
don't even get that reference.
Listen, I've got some work to do this afternoon. What other songs have you got?
Do you know what I... Okay, if you really want to know what I think it means? Got that boom ba doom boom boom ba doom doom bath salts.
You think that's what it's about?
I think it's code for what the kids mean.
Bath salts.
Maybe.
You mean like
you the never guy knew.
The guy that ate that stuff and then it was eating people's faces?
Is that what he was doing? Is bath salts?
Yeah, that's apparently some crazy stuff there. I wouldn't mess with that, Gord. You're a little too frail for that kind of stuff.
What about all the smell things? Truth cares, truth brings, always I know you'll be at my show.
Can we move on here?
I wasn't
here?
Quite finished. I just stopped to breathe and take some throat spray.
I just don't
watching,
think
Watching, waiting, and misery.
I just don't think it's a good idea to be doing that. Like, just those genres, I just
can
don't
can you do
think... my... Now, I remember that you've pitched this one before, I think.
Really? Because yeah. I'm just looking at the list of the top 100 songs of the 2000s.
Well, as soon as you did that na-na-na-na part, I'm pretty sure
I heard that. I try to walk away and I took... Try to say goodbye and I stumble. If I try to doubt it, it's clear. Okay, now, I don't remember the words to this either.
Gord, I just don't understand the point. You keep picking songs that I just... I mean, why not the Milk Jugs one? The Mom by Boys Come to the Yard. You might as well do that one.
Well, what's that was actually on my list.
Is it really?
My Milk Jugs bring all the boys from the yard?
Yeah. That, yeah.
How about this one? My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But I think it should be higher, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she
that's
really
great.
Want, but can't stand to see me walk out that door. Do you know that song?
No, that's the Outkast band.
Here's the chorus. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey, okay. All right, Gord, that's fantastic. I that one... Maybe just put that out as an iTunes single.
Oh, that's a good idea. So kind of as a single or as a 45, the internet service.
I want you to see this new app. It's just it's your face on this app. It's just called the Gord app, and
I mean, we can do anything with this thing, Gord. At the moment, we just have your songs on it and certain videos that you've done. And is there anything you'd like to add to this, perhaps?
Well, this is, I saved the best for last, and this was actually your suggestion. I don't know if you remember when you texted me this earlier this afternoon.
Can I record this for the app?
Please do.
Okay.
We need a name like Gord App or Gordon or Gord Orange or something, kind of a non sequitur.
Gordon Lights App?
Gordon Lights App sounds perfect.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
We've come too far to give up who we are. Do you know it? So let's read.
Daft Punk! The fantastic!
And our cunts to Lester's. This is talking about trying to haul some road strange.
Oh, yeah, it is it?
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. Sing it.
Yo, that up all night to get lucky.
Isn't it
we're
fun?
We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all, we're up all night to get lucky.
Sing it. Let's get all up to get horny. We're
isn't
up
it
all
fun?
Night to get
maybe
lucky.
Maybe what I do when I record the song is I don't sing the next line, and so people can kind of sing along, and it's like Gordy Oaky.
Well, I don't know. I just like, I hear that song, and it just makes me want to have some mints. Crunch up
it
some
makes
mints.
You want to have intimate relations with partial strangers.
It sure does. Makes me crazy.
Hey, Bernie.
Yeah?
I'm going to take this back to the lab, see if my bizoy Drake is around, so I can lay down some shiznat. Sound dope?
Have you finished the tunnel to his place?
Haven't finished it yet. In fact, I did have a bit of an altercation with one of his security guys, who was ironically nicknamed Tiny.
Oh, did you hear the big story about Drake? He was telling me that this whole thing with Pusha T, he could care less about Pusha T, he said. And he said the whole album he did is the last stuff was a diss against the Kanye West. Because
sorry, I had a nap in the middle of that sentence. What are you saying, Bern?
It's about the Kanye West, that record, because apparently Drake went down there to Kanye's and told him what he was doing, and then he came back, and then he went back there again. There's 400 rappers in the room, and all of a sudden Kanye had a record coming out, and Drake got pretty steamed because he had his own idea.
Is this a Bruce Coburn contract here on the coffee table?
Yeah, that's actually, look, it's we're playing the Ryman for a week. That's your old haunt.
Yeah, as I recall, we played it for 3 weeks at a time.
Well, you know, we're just starting.
But good for Bruce, you know, starting out, catching some breaks. That's good for the young guy.
Yeah, and also he's, you know, he did Mariposa last year. He was wondering if he wanted to come to his place in San Francisco and play some chess or checkers.
Well, you know what I like to say about Bruce Coburn is that he's been opening for me since 1969. It's one continuous audition.
That's not really what I was asking, but okay.
Anyway, Bern, take care. Good luck with getting Bruce some breaks because the kid deserves it. He works hard.
Hey, no problem. And you know what? I do. I like that idea that you have about the some of those songs are fantastic. Now get out of here, Gord.
Take care, Super Bass.
That's right.
Tags, I didn't even tell you. I went to see, or did I? Went to see Stephen Page at the Marigold Center in Truro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this yet?
No, and we did, I think we maybe did offline, but I had mentioned to him several weeks ago that I live in the Truro area.
Yeah.
And if they needed anything when they were passing through, did not hesitate to reach out. And he remembered and sent a message on the day of the show saying, do you want to come to the show tonight? Here's the thing. I always feel weird about accepting an offer of tickets.
Yeah.
And the truth is we had asked or tried to buy some online and they only had singles left. And we were like, oh, that's too bad. So I felt compelled to tell him that I didn't assume I would be given free tickets and I'd be happy to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to tell him that we had tried to buy them so he didn't think that I just would assume that I should get tickets or he would remember. I thought that was very nice.
And he rocked it with he's got Craig and the Odds Buds with him, right?
He has credit. Well, the odds were with him in New Brunswick on Canada Day. This was a trio set up with Kevin Fox, who's a cellist.
Yes, he's.
And Craig from Ons.
Yep.
Man, Craig can wail.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Well, first of all, I should start by saying Steven sounds unbelievable.
Yeah,
he sounds great.
He's got pipes. The Page
pipes. He's got pipes, and you know, hey, I do.
It's the pipes of Page.
They are, and I do a cartoonish semi rendition of Stephen Page enough to go like, yeah, okay, that's kind of what he sounds like, but that kitten has claws.
Yeah,
and I mean, probably wasn't the biggest room he ever played, but it's not like he's trying any less, and I really appreciated that.
That's awesome. That's great.
Then Craig from Odds, they actually did Someone Who's Cool, which I was tickled by. Because I love his voice, and I think he's a great songwriter, too.
Yeah.
And they even said when Bare Nakeds and Odds would go out on the road together, he said, you're watching the other guy's set every night, and it's hard not to be inspired / have their ideas kind of penetrate your brain. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I have no problem saying I took great ideas that I heard in Odds songs and put them in songs that we performed. So they did Alternative Girlfriend into Someone Who's Cool.
Cool.
And it was just a treat to get to see like three musicians in a kind of different context just wailing.
Yeah, no, it's great. The Craig's awesome. The Odds, I remember them always being one of the best live bands in Canada when they were young. Like back in when they first came out, they were always nuts. They did crazy cover songs and their songs were super. They were kind of like Split Ends or something, you know, just those kind of really thoughtful, smart, heavy chord progression, intelligent songs.
Yeah, but not erudite that it's alienating or off-putting. Yeah. Like very accessible pop songs, but with clever turns of phrase. And
like Crowded House. You would have a
better idea than me. Like, how did they do?
It's like a Crowded House type deal, that kind of band. In terms
and
of
great
songs.
Players. Like, yeah, they all did well, right? They made a living.
Well, I mean, they all still play live all the time in Vancouver, like, as musicians. Regular musicians, just like most musicians are. We are just working all the time, playing shows either in clubs or recording for somebody or recording your own music. Just constant stuff.
Craig also wrote the Corner Gas theme, which I suspect was very good to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Good songwriter, man. Anyway, it was a real treat, and I know I say this every time, but every time I get out to see live music, I think, why don't I do that more?
Yeah, right? Isn't it fun?
It's the best.
Especially when it's music you like.
No kidding.
Because if you go to something you don't like, it's like, man, why do I do this? Right?
Why indeed?
I saw a couple of movies this week with the kids.
What'd you see?
I saw the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What is that?
Ant-Man versus Wasp, the new Marvel, Paul Rudd. Imagine, you know, the new Marvel, Paul Rudd thing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of like comedic / tongue-in-cheek, but also action, typical Marvel movie. I can't believe how they have a movie coming out every month. And you have to watch everyone now, the kids think, because like there's always like little things that are intertwined with all the movies that connect it, which is smart for Marvel, I guess, the studio, to realize that you got to watch this part, the Thanos attacks.
But are there any parts of those movies that are too heavy? Like, can Anna go to those?
Oh, yeah, no, Anna loves it.
Does she?
She's down. Yeah, she was watching it.
She's into that action hero stuff?
She saw... Yeah, no, she liked it. What was the other one? I saw another... The Incredibles 2. That was great. Pixar joint.
Haven't seen that either.
That's a good one.
I love summertime movies, though, when it's hot or when it's raining.
Yeah. Or do you have a drive-in there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's drive-in bingo here.
Get out of here.
Have I ever talked about this before? You hook the thing on your window, tune it to like AM 540 or whatever, and they call B40, B40,
and then you honk when you get bingo, and the cards are like $150. That ain't nothing.
How many people go to that?
Couple hundred.
So it's just like cars ripping?
But you can get whatever you want going in your car, you know? Hey, here is, I love my wife for so many reasons, but this idea I feel is genius. She has let the Gerst start their own YouTube channel this summer.
Oh, nice.
And it's private, and they can't be seen in the videos, but they are making their own little movies with their American Girl dolls.
Fun.
So there's some videos like in their dollhouse that we made and some outside, like going camping kind of stuff. So it's embracing technology instead of shunning it because kids want to dig into technology, you know?
Yeah, no,
but I thought that was so smart because it's a way to make it work.
Yeah, no, and they can get a feel for it. And they're doing it for fun, and there's no reason that it has to be seen by tons of people because they can share it with their family and friends, right?
Exactly.
So that it makes sense. And they get some chops going to do that.
Kids are great improvisers. Like, they're really good at listening to each other. You know, the first rule of improv is the yes and deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really good at, like, you know, bad improv is, man, I can't believe it's snowing. No, it's not. Good improv is, I can't believe it's snowing. Yeah, and on Christmas Eve, too. So suddenly you have a little scene going. Like, it's neat to watch them really listen to each other. Do you know what I mean?
Like that Liam Neeson when he was on Extras thing, when he's like, I want to be a comedic actor. To Ricky
Gervais. What was that?
Well, he's like, I want to do comedy. He's telling Ricky Gervais, and he wants to be in like one of his movies.
Oh, I thought you meant Extra, the show with Mario Lopez.
Isn't it Extras, that show?
Extras, right.
Was it his other show?
Anyway, no, I think it was Extras, and Kate Winslet was in it too, right?
No, because I don't remember who, but I just remember that he's just like, saying he wants to do comedy, and he like does what you're saying. It's like, knock knock, who's there? I have cancer.
The serious actor guy wanting to do comedy is funny.
It's ridiculous. And then he's like, you can't say that kind of stuff. You got to say something else. He's like, knock knock knock. He's like, hello. He's like, I have AIDS. I'm riddled with it.
Cricket City.
It's just, if you watch it on YouTube, it's ridiculous.
Ricky Gervais can pull off that heinous.
It's all Liam Neeson just crushing it. His delivery is unbelievable.
But if you're Liam Neeson, the chance to do something fun is too hard to pass up, man.
Well, Hollywood's tough nowadays, right? It's always like, you must have to do the worst stuff on the regular base.
Oh. So, to have a chance to take the piss, yeah?
Good chance, bud. Well, no, what if Donovan, it's all in time, that's like the take me home because he's working out and he wants to make sure he can do 5 minutes on the elliptical?
I have to be able to do my squats. The only way to do them is 1 a second, yeah? This posterior isn't going to shape itself.
It's the best. All right, bud.
Good job, bud.
Bye-bye.
Doom-gong-gang-gong-ga-doom-gong-jubo-bounce-dum-do-da-doom-bum-bum-dick-a-doom-dowry.